Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have the center of attention right now is Kavanaugh, and there's a bunch of issues here, and I'm going to mention a couple of things to promo before we get into your letter, which is you did some really good research, John W. Spring. That's why you were the whistleblower in 1962 for the Cuban Missile Crisis, and since that time we're trying to advise Trump advisedly to make sure he manages the coming peace with North Korea and the prevention of nuclear proliferation to not only Iran, but also Venezuela and possibly down the road Brazil. These are the chief nations I'm currently worried about, and also the spread of nuclear attacks on us with this long airstrip run in Nicaragua at, what's it called, Punta, how do you spell it?
Punta Huete.
Huete. Punta Huete. So, Kavanaugh is interesting. I saw his interview with his wife, and if I just look at him, the way he responds, my gut feeling is, in terms of sexual stuff, this guy didn't have sex until he was probably mid-20s, has never assaulted any female, but there's lots of things a lot darker than the sexual issues that you've unearthed about this man. It has nothing to do with sexual activity or whether he was involved with the attempted assault in the past. And I want you to kind of get into this, because people need to understand that a lot of the players around Trump are not good people. And a few of them right off the top of the head right now are General Mattis, who we're concerned about, Nikki Haley at the United Nations, and I've changed his name, by the way, because I think he would look good in spandex with a white mustache and everything, John Lightning Bolt, I call him, who is a PNAC document author. And again, one of the things that people have to realize, don't attack the messenger because you don't like the message. Why don't you read? And, of course, we put up all your letters every time. We, by the way, send them to Donald Trump, but we're not getting a proof back that he actually listens. But I found a way around that. I convert a lot of our shows, and I'll do this one for today's show, into a video, and I'll then send it over with a Vimeo hyperlink directly to real Donald Trump and his Twitter page, and guess what? He's going to get it, and the people that listen to him are going to get this video clip describing. And my gut feeling tells me, as a trauma emergency doctor and using forensic kits for women who have been abused, this man had nothing to do with sexual abuse. But the abuse of power of George Bush Jr. and the people around him that abused corporate power, this man had a lot to do with the cover-up of a lot of bad things that has nothing to do with sex. I want you to get into that specifically, because to me, if you don't have right now a proof of complicity, you have proof that he is able to observe the complicit criminals that did a lot of things, like the staging of our troops in Asia and in Afghanistan, the cover-ups of 9/11, the issues, for example, with the death of people around the Clinton Foundation that I call the Clintonistas. That's a good term for them, isn't it?
Yep.
And a new term I invented years ago I call Fostercide. You know Vince Foster? He must have been a part-time member of the Cirque du Soleil, because the manner in which he died defies common pathology, toxicology, and the manner in which he died makes it impossible for a normal human being without superhuman skills to die in that manner. So there's something really dark here that has nothing to do with sex regarding Kavanaugh, including, by the way, a judgment he made that group metadata has nothing to do with violating your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. And by the way, the same issue could be brought up with Mr. Wray, who was appointed to the FBI. So while Trump is waltzing and doing lots of good things with the economy and negotiating North Korea, which seems to be moving forward, but we don't have proof on the ground, there's a lot of really bad things happening, like 5G network authorized January 8th, 2018. Which is extremely toxic to human biology and about to bring about what's called the matrix, if you don't want to believe it. And there's lots of bad things happening under the watch because a lot of the people around Trump are not good people. And this guy here, although he's squeaky clean in terms of his sexual activity and he's a constitutional conservative, he obviously was complicit with seeing things he should speak about, if he had the guts to, that shouldn't have happened. Like 9/11 was an inside job. Nobody's raising that question. I saw the recent video they're put together by, you know, on September 1st, and their whole approach to the video on 9/11 was, why don't people want to talk about it? So they talked to psychotherapists rather than building architects and engineers. They didn't talk to people like me that actually tried to do toxicology in the World Trade Center. And the last time, 2 years ago, the U.S. State Department told a Japanese company in Tokyo, you're not allowed even to talk to Dan Deagle. So people don't want to hear this stuff, and they want to think, you're a nutball, Deagle. No, I'm not. I'm brave. I'm nervy, and I got the guts to actually tell the truth and answer questions, and so do you, John. You raise questions that has nothing at all to do with sex. In fact, I think this is just a scam by the left. But the real scam is that Mr. Kavanaugh has a lot of things to answer for and has nothing to do with sex. So I want you to get into it, please.
Well, first of all, Dr. Deagle, we need to understand the George W. Bush administration. For some reason, and I don't know exactly how this came about, but Kavanaugh, now Judge Kavanaugh, became the staff secretary direct to President George W. Bush.
Right.
And
that's a pretty high position. So in other words, he's going to be in Air Force One. He's going to be in all these private security meetings.
Exactly. This is what I'm getting
at. So in other words, he's going to know everything about everybody and everything and who did it and how they did it and the deployment of troops to Afghanistan, which is the longest war we've ever had, 9/11, which happened under him, and also Presidential Directive 51, which handed over power to the SAD, which has been evolving since World War II, to Special Activities Division of the CIA, which did Oklahoma City, which did 9/11, which also recently terrorized the hell out of Alawid bin Talal, the Saudi billionaire that was invested in tech companies that literally removed Alex Jones and others from social media because they threatened them and they blackmailed them. So people need to understand this guy Kavanaugh is a cover-up master, and he has nothing to do with sex. I don't think the sex issue is the issue. The real issue is, will this man tell the truth about all these things that happened during George Bush, who literally since 2007, when Presidential Directive 51 was passed, and we're going to talk about this next week with Mr. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, by the way, is still the puppet master in the background. Yep. Bill Clinton actually prepared all the stuff to be, when the administration happened, because the Patriot Act was being written during the Clinton years when he was president, and he actually prepared everything so that when George Bush took over, he would be basically a proxy president, and the real guy running the SAD and the powers that be behind the scenes is damn Bill Clinton still. And Hildebeest, his wife, which is why they were so damn determined to cover up and continue Russiagate so that nobody would ever get the point that actually Bill Clinton is the evil puppet master behind the scenes running this with his evil wife, Hildebeest.
Okay. Now let's get back to Brett for just
Kavanaugh. Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh. He was the staff secretary to George W. Bush.
Right.
And you've heard that nursery rhyme, Mary had a little lamb, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Well, in this particular case, everywhere the president went, Kavanaugh was sure to go, because...
But he actually, Kavanaugh learned how to legally... he was a good lamb.
Yeah, well, he was right by his side. As you said, he was in the Oval Office, he was on Air Force One. When President Bush greeted the King, Queen of England, he stood right beside the president,
right.
And after the president shook her hand, then he shook her hand.
Right.
I mean, he was with all of these VIPs. He was introduced to them by the president. He was his closest confidant.
And you have to understand, Kavanaugh's not an average person. He has a superior intellect. But people that are superior intellects that are turned to the dark side, they're like Darth Vader, used to be Anakin Skywalker. You got to watch them. And they may look squeaky clean. I'm guaranteed this man sexually is an angel. But in terms of knowing information that happened under George Bush, because George Bush was, in a sense, the last effective president of the United States. Obama and Trump have been, in a sense, culled. They've been, in a sense, legally and presidentially castrated since 2008 with the fall of the economy and the activity of the SAD that's run now by George Bush's buddy and brother, according to his George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton and the Hildebeest. They're still running the show in the Clinton Foundation with the security, encryption keys and everything. People, we're going to do some major videos on this. Bill Clinton and the Hildebeest are still running the show. Damn it.
Hear that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. This paragraph in your letter, but it's you raise some real serious questions, and maybe I can read just part of it here. It says, in all fairness, I did consult an esteemed friend in Chicago who is a Democrat and highly recommended Judge Brett Kavanaugh, whom was chosen by the president to serve in the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, in terms of constitutional law, this guy's probably good, and he's not a sexual predator, but, and here's the big buts. But later, during my research, I came across very disturbing information related to Judge Kavanaugh's position at the White House during the time of the administration of President George W. Bush and Secretary Condoleezza Rice, related to Chevron operations in Kazakhstan and Central Asia of the Caspian Aral Basin, where vast reserves of gas and oil were require pipelines leading from landlocked regions to far-distant markets in Asia and Europe. So Brett Kavanaugh allegedly played a significant role in the staff of the president related to the deployment of U.S. troops to Central Asian nations, Afghanistan included, and Iraq, along the northern Afghan border before 9/11. Before 9/11, by the way, we were doing this in advance because this was planned out by none other than Bill Clinton, the monster Bill Clinton and his evil wife, the highest level female warlock in the Western world in the last 500 years, Hildebeest. And the invasion of Afghanistan by working closely with Dr. Rice and Stephen E. Begin, which, by the way, also got appointed by Donald Trump, another monster, on the other nations related to multinational oil corporations. By the way, British Petroleum, these oil corporations, when they did their incorrect pumping out of oil and put different specific gravity water, seawater, into those fault zones, that's what's created the giant tsunami that occurred about 7 or 8 years ago that killed 250,000 people in Indonesia. They were killed because these oil companies incorrectly put the wrong specific gravity into the fault zones where they pumped out the oil, and this caused the subduction fault zone cracks, and this ocean floor fell 800 meters, causing a tsunami that killed all these people. And it was directly related under the watch of these bastards that this happened, isn't it?
Right, and then we had the Gulf spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which was BP's doing as well.
Yeah, by the way, BP was advised, going back as long as 1951, a year before I was born, not to drill there because they didn't have pressure valves to handle the pressure. And they were also told there were up to 2 miles of methane hydrates at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and said, do not drill there. And every other national drill company didn't have access, but because BP had access to the president And the people at the time to be able to do this damn stuff, they were able to drill there and put cause a catastrophe. And in fact, even the United Nations moved their troop and equipment back 100 miles from the coast because they thought it was going to be a methane hydrate tsunami. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, the son of bitches did this, and they knew that they couldn't stop it. And by the way, it's still leaking, and they're still putting Corexit, which, by the way, is not approved by any other division of the military to disperse oil. It's toxic as hell, and that's why we're seeing abnormal crustaceans coming up with dull eyes or antennae and everything, and it's still toxic in the Gulf of Mexico, and people don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. The Gulf of Mexico is a very toxic zone now.
Exactly, and it's on purpose, by the way. And if they are, and the fact is that the leak is still occurring down there. They're just dispersing it so people don't know. And the fact is that they can't drill there because the pressures are too high. We don't have valves that can even handle the pressures because there's a giant bath that's literally an ocean of oil under the Gulf of Mexico. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
There's an ocean of oil. Not only that, most people don't realize there's up to 2 miles in some places thick of methane hydrates, which expands to 684 times the volume at the sea level as it is at the bottom of the ocean floor, which is down like 5,000 meters or whatever, a long ways, or 5,000 feet or to 5,000 meters, which is a lot deeper in the Gulf of Mexico. Some places are real deep, and where they were drilling was dangerous, and they had no equipment to properly handle it, did they?
No.
And they knew that before they even did it. And because they had connections to the government, they got away with it. And this, again, these companies get access because they got high-level connections, just like through the Queen. That's why they're curtsying to the Queen, because a lot of these BP, a great deal of British Petroleum is owned by the Queen. The Queen owns all the mineral resources of all the Commonwealth nations to the center of the earth. So the richest individual on earth is the Queen of England. Did you know that?
Yes.
It's not Bill Gates. It's not George, Bezos or whatever from Amazon. It's the Queen of England.
Yeah.
The prime reptile, I call her. What do you think of that?
Right.
Prime reptile.
Yeah.
The queen reptile.
Now, if we think, let's get back to the Caspian Aral Basin in landlocked Central Asia.
Right.
Back in the mid-1980s, Chevron discovers all of these reserves of natural gas and petroleum.
You're talking about in the area of things like Kazakhstan, right?
Yes, in Kazakhstan.
And by the way, my wife's best friend from school is an oil engineer, and her husband are the primary engineers in Kazakhstan doing the deep oil drilling. And they're doing drilling in an extremely dangerous area with high sulfur, and the chances of major explosions, and they're drilling down really deep like the Russians. This is an extremely dangerous area. Plus, most of the oil they're pumping is also radioactive because it's got radioisotopes in it. Did you know that?
That I did not know.
Yeah.
But I do know that Chevron invested over $10 billion in that early operation. $10 billion.
Right.
Now
right.
It is a multi-trillion dollars in terms of activity going on now in that same region.
Right.
Referred to as the Caspian Aral Basin. That's a lot of money.
It's one of the largest batholiths on Earth. I mean, the largest batholith is the southwest end of the Dead Sea. The one called Anwar in Alaska is a large one. But the Caspian Aral Basin is the second largest oil batholith, which is an ocean underneath the tectonic plates on the planet.
Yeah.
And there's actually places there where it's open oil seeps, just like what it says in the Bible about the areas of the Dead Sea where there are open pits of oil. And there's still open pits of oil in the Dead Sea. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. You have to understand this from a greed-induced corporate perspective.
Right.
All of these discoveries are made. All of these huge investments are made by many multinational corporations in this area of landlocked Central Asia. And for it to have any value, they've got to be able to ship it out.
They got to have a pipeline or some way of getting it out of there. So,
right.
This is part of the reason why they're trying to cause a fall of Syria, because they already have plans of piping all across Syria and across the major industrial areas of Syria. And they don't want a Syrian government there, do they? They want to break it up in little tiny pieces. It has nothing to do with Bashar al-Assad or the Syrian people or the Jews that live there or the Christians that will get massacred. They don't give a crap. They just want to pump their oil out and work with the oil barons of Saudi Arabia. But actually, the oil is running out there. Where all the oil is between Jordan and Israel. That's where the damn oil is.
But getting back now to the Caspian Aral Basin.
Right.
At that particular period of time, Afghanistan is mainly controlled by the Taliban. And so these multinational corporations decide to negotiate with the Taliban for a pipeline route that would go from basically Kazakhstan through Turkmenistan, south of Kazakhstan, into western Afghanistan, and the proposed route would continue through a part of Pakistan to a port on the Arabian Sea, which would flow into the Indian Ocean. And
right.
That's how they could reach markets overseas in Europe and Asia.
Right. And but that's why they're still negotiating with... That's why Mattis went over there a few weeks ago to actually negotiate a treaty, believe it or not, with the Taliban. While they're not only doing illegal drilling for strategic minerals in Afghanistan, they're also building these wellheads and doing research with the oil companies. And the illegal drug trade is making sure that the Taliban won't attack our convoys and so on, because we're in bed with them, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So let's draw this up. In other words, it's a distraction to talk about the sexual things about this guy Kavanaugh. You've got some really bad witnesses. I know as a forensic doctor that forensically, with no corroborating witnesses, with no forensic kit from sexual assault, from nothing else, this is a distraction. And of course, the Democrats are committing geopolitical suicide because they've already lost a lot by not supporting Trump in the election, in the economic stuff. But when Trump's setting up America and the world for a fall. For example, the way he's negotiating with Russia and China isn't... He's doing hardball, which is good to get a better trade deal, but on the other hand, he's setting up a new world order where America is presently in control of everybody and everything. And you have to understand that means control of energy, digital data, and even artificial intelligence when they're actually threatening through the SAD Prince Ali bin Talal. People have to understand that America is running the whole damn thing, and that's why I've said, since I traveled around with the Prophecy Club in 1999, the mark of the beast system, the omniscient system that's coming in stage by stage by stage, yes, is going to come from America. And George Bush Jr. set the stage after Bill Clinton under the auspices of George Bush Sr., the chief reptile that did this even under Reagan. And Reagan wasn't a good guy either, by the way. We have to realize that he was a bad guy that went to Bohemian Grove. These same monsters, including the Clintons and the Bushes, they consider, George Bush Sr. considers Bill Clinton the brother, literally the political blood brother, of George Bush Jr. because they're tight. And people have to understand that when we see Condoleezza Rice, who's got giant shares in these corporations even now, Stephen Bagan and John Lightning Bolt, who wrote the PNAC documents, their cabal is moving forward step by step by step toward the New World Order. It's not slowing down. If anything, under Trump, it's actually speeding up. And the fact that Kavanaugh may be put in there, he's a brilliant geopolitician and probably a very good constitutional attorney. But on the other hand, he's a cover-up artist. He knows what's going on, and he's not talking, is he?
No, not at all. And the senators, if they really love America, should bring these things out and address them if they have the intent.
I guarantee they have neither the brains nor the guts to actually do it. And the fact is that you have worse research in this for like six decades. I've been exposed to classified things, people say, well, you're just a doctor. No, I'm not just a doctor. I had above top secret clearance, and although I didn't go and work in these facilities like U.S. Space Command, I took care of all the employees, and I have a photographic memory, and I got exposed to a lot of really bad stuff. In fact, I'm not going to be cruel enough to give you a data download, but if you knew everything I knew and you weren't a believer, you'd commit suicide. Okay, I'm a believer, and I know that God is still in control, but things are not looking good here. And even during the watch of George Bush Jr. and Bill Clinton, now Barack Obama and now Trump, things are still rocking very quickly toward a totalitarian control super state for the entire planet, and it's not slowing down under Trump, is it?
No. The Trump administration is starting to look more and more like a Bush administration with so many of the same people that were in the Bush.
Well, it's basically, it's not Bush light, we'll call Bush strong, okay? And the thing is, Trump is a counterpuncher. Now, he's improved the economy and he's making himself more popular, and I support Trump, and I'm a Trump supporter that way. But I believe in praying for the man that he actually gets a life and fires these devils and realizes that maybe Kavanaugh is not the best appointee because he needs to know the truth about 9/11. There were some questions that he raised in 2016 that suggested that Trump might have a suggestion as a building builder that he knows that the World Trade Center towers couldn't have fallen on their own without being demolished with inside charges in the building, including nukes and RDX to cut the Osage Joyce. I've got the documents I posted up that I got from Nature Watt and directly from this munitions expert about 10, 12 years ago that actually show that he was contracted in 1998 from Finland to actually blow up the World Trade Center towers with micronukes and RDX. I've got megabytes of information. If you ask anybody, ask me, if you want to, hey, Doc, I'd like to get those documents, I'll just email it to you free, F-R-E-E. So you say, I don't believe you, Diego. I said, you know what you need to do is read. You need to read, damn it. And the fact is that these facts aren't being brought out, including the Caspian Aral Basin, the Afghan War, which, by the way, now is a boondoggle. $68 billion spent last year on something where we're losing territory and more people are dying, and we're making deals with the Taliban, and 70,000 Americans are dying of opiate abuse. Where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from this area of Afghanistan, which has now increased by thousands of percent the amount of opium production. And they're not rebuilding the Army Corps engineers, the irrigation system so people can actually grow food. No. They want to grow low water.
Yeah,
that whole valley is not being fixed. It was fixed in the 50s by our Army Corps engineers. They have no intention of fixing that, do they?
No, none whatsoever. Because with dry farming, they could produce the opium poppy.
Right, and they have to buy food from Afghanistan or elsewhere because they can't grow it in their climate because it's too damn dry.
Yeah.
It's all part of the game. In other words, we're trying to keep the Afghan people down and making opium and literally making deals so the Afghan Taliban can actually do strategic mineral drilling with U.S. and international corporations so we can get fat and rich. And then we want to pump out the oil from the Caspian Aral Basin. And characters like Condoleezza Rice and this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, know otherwise. And they're not talking, are they?
No, they're not.
They're not talking.
Dr. Dino, more than 30 years ago, I was told by a former finance minister in Afghanistan when they had a constitutional monarchy that few people in the West are aware of.
Right.
He told me the first thing that they need to do at the end of the Afghan War, that's the one with the Soviet Union, was
right.
Rebuild the Helmand irrigation.
Right. If they build a Helmand irrigation system, the people would have food and it wouldn't be number one Taliban is fed by the illegal drug trade.
Right.
That's how they can buy weapons and how they can dominate the people and cause terrorism. Terrorism is not their first thing. Their first thing is drug sales and human trade as well.
Right. He said that would produce at least 40% of Afghans' entire food supply. People don't realize, but earlier Afghanistan produced only a few metric tons of the opium poppy or heroin, whatever product.
Yeah, before the Afghan War, the amount of produced in that area, most of it was coming from the Golden Triangle of Asia.
Absolutely.
It wasn't coming from Afghanistan. Now Afghanistan is a prime place because we're in control in bed with the Taliban. Just like we're in bed with the ISIS, and you see John McInsane doing selfie pictures in 2009, showing his teeth while he's smiling in a town near Amman, Jordan. We're training him with the Israeli Mossad and CIA SAD, Special Activities Division, getting ready to support with sat phones and weapons the ISIS and these other people. And by the way, when they say in Iran that ISIS attacked them, it wouldn't at all surprise me that we were involved with that too, attacking those people in that march just a few days ago in Iran. I mean, when the Iranians say this, the Iranians are lying. No, they're not necessarily lying. RSAD is involved with all kinds of deviltry, and they don't mind killing people, do they?
No. Now, getting back again to Kavanaugh, not only do we have the invasion of Afghanistan, but we also had the invasion of Iraq, and we also had the invasion of what was then Yugoslavia, or...
Right, and by the way, Yugoslavia wouldn't succumb to the United Nations. Most people don't know this, but this is a fact. The UN is a proxy for the Queen of England, and 57 of the nations in the United Nations are Commonwealth nations where she still owns all the mineral resources to the center of the earth. Did you know that? And in fact, the last nation that wasn't going to turn over their mineral resources to the UN was Yugoslavia. And they got crushed. That's why they broke up the Yugoslavian so-called republic. It wasn't because they're communists or had a totalitarian regime. They could have replaced them. They actually broke it up on purpose because they were actually not going to hand over their mineral resources to the UN.
Yes. And so Belgrade in Yugoslavia was bombed by NATO, which was the first aerial bombing since the end of World War II of a European city.
Right. And by the way, the one guy involved with that was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is still hated. He can't even travel to Yugoslavia because they'll protest him arriving there even at the airport. Did you know that?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Excuse my English, man. This guy is a devil. If you want to see Satan incarnate, it's Bill Clinton and his Hilda Beast wife.
Right. But we have to understand that most of this activity occurred actually during the George W. Bush administration.
It was just a continuation of Bill Clinton.
Absolutely.
All the stuff during George W. Bush, even the Patriot Act, was being written years before 9/11 even happened. It was all planned during Bill Clinton. Even the first attack on the World Trade Centers with toxic bombs in the parking garage that killed six people, it was under Bill Clinton's watch, with the FBI informant working with a munitions expert from Egypt that actually put the bomb.
Most of you know that...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, Brett Kavanaugh, I think, is squeaky clean sexually, but I tell you, he may be a great constitutional attorney, and he may even turn back Roe versus Wade if it ever gets before him, but he's not going to tell you in advance. But that's not the real key issue here. He's a cover-up artist of all of the bad things that are going on in the New World Order, including energy control, even a collection of metadata that's going into the Virtual World Project, which, by the way, I have complete and omniscient knowledge of, the omniscience of the Virtual World Project called the Cray Array underground at Schriever Air Force Base. The Cray 4 Array, which I physically walked through in 1994, July 10th, but actually the Cray 5 Gallium Arsenide Quantum Computer Array, which is the most advanced computer systems on the planet, literally centuries ahead of anybody else on the planet. People don't understand how bad this is. They don't realize the Mark of the Beast system is coming, and it's going to come from this nation. And I don't know if it's under Trump, but let me tell you, my skin's starting to crawl when I see some of the people he has around him. It makes me nervous. When I hear the story now about Kavanaugh and about Begin and about Condoleezza Rice and about other parties like John Lightning Bolt, these guys are snickering, aren't they? They're snickering because while Trump is moving forward and getting more and more popular as he makes the economy better, people don't realize we're like frogs in a beaker ready to be boiled, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I forget the name of the undersecretary, or not the undersecretary, but the deputy national security advisor. But she goes back to the George W. Bush administration also.
By the way, did you know that Bill Clinton actually recommended that Donald Trump run for office in 2015? Did you know that?
Doesn't surprise me.
Even against his wife, Hillary Clinton. And they knew that Trump was going to get in. I mean, anybody who's an idiot knows that if she doesn't campaign in the Rust Belt state, she's not going to get the Electoral College. And people have to understand, Bill Clinton is a genius, but he's evil. He's like the Emperor Palpatine. People have to understand that. They don't know this, do they? He was a Rhodes Scholar. This guy is an evil genius.
But hopefully we can get pray for him, and hopefully we can.
Well, you got to pray for him. You got to pray for him so he has some grace. But right now, man, grace is getting pretty thin. And what I see happening is under Donald Trump, he actually has already not only promised the Jews to move the embassy, which is no big deal, but it's a prelude to building the temple. And I've said this before, and I want to say it again, and I hope Trump is listening. Building the temple and starting the blood sacrifice is the abomination that desolates. Now, Jesus is the Father in the flesh. That's the best way to describe Jesus, the Father in the flesh. The Logos, okay, the one who was with God before the beginning of eternity and time. And he therefore paid the price. And when I died at 8 and a half, I actually saw the holes in his wrists and ankles, and I saw Yeshua Jesus face to face. So I'm going to tell you, he's not just another prophet. And I'm going to tell you something else. When they start a blood sacrifice with animals, it's the abomination against the blood of Yeshua Jesus that paid the price and opened the gateway for us to have grace. But it also is the start of the desolation, which means in ancient times they call desolations where you give territory to your enemy. So if they give territory to the Palestinians, which, by the way, 87% of them are genetically ancient Hebrews, but they're the ones that didn't turn and became Muslims, but were previously Hebrews or Jews. Did you know that? 87% genetically of the Palestinians are of Jewish and Hebrew genetics.
Yes.
Only 2-4% of the so-called in Israel are, because most of them are either Falasa Jews or they're from the Caspian Sea. They're not Jewish. They're not Hebrews or Jews at all. They're converted by 8 centuries ago by the king from the used to attack the caravans going between Damascus, Syria, and China, and they later decided 8 centuries ago whether they were going to become Muslims, Christians, or Jews, and they decided, hey, let's just become Jews. So they literally become proxy Jews. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
Genetically, they're not Hebrews or Jews. They're not. 2-4% are.
Yes.
Wild, isn't it? And this is, by the way, their own geneticists in their own country have said this. Not me. It's not Diggle's damned opinion. And I remember my family are Maronite Christians, direct blood descendants of Moses that were Maronite Christians protecting the people from the Shuf Mountains from the Muslim invasion in the 11th century. My ancestor was the general that fought these guys. Okay, so I know stuff in my family that goes back to Bashkent and to Beirut, Lebanon. And I can tell you, people don't know the evil collaboration with the Vatican at the time that were bringing in these Muslims to try to attack the so-called Christian breakoffs that were in Egypt and Ethiopia that were not under the control of the Vatican. That's why they caused the rise of Islam. It was a collaboration between the Vatican and the so-called Christian Church in the Vatican at the time that actually supported, including military armaments, to Islam. People don't know this, do they?
No.
No, they don't know any of these facts.
No, very few of them are aware of the great schism or schism that occurred between the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Church of Rome.
Exactly. And the churches, by the way, in Egypt. I mean, the Christians in Egypt and Syria, which is why right now if you destroy Syria, the Syrian Christians are already being slaughtered. Most of them have already died. And any of the Jews there that actually work with the Alawites, which, by the way, are almost like pseudo-Christian in Islam, they're a mixture. That's why Bashar al-Assad is an eye doctor from Britain, and his wife, they're not murderers, and they don't use toxic chemical weapons. This is a bold-faced lie, and when Trump says this stuff, I get so angry, I want to bite nails. When I get angry about the idea that this guy's going to send more Tomahawk missiles to kill more people in empty buildings, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
So stop lying to us, Trump. We know what's going on here, and Kavanaugh is not a sexual predator, but he's a predator. He's actually working with George Bush, Bill Clinton, the other cabal of evil, and covering up all this nastiness, isn't he?
Yes. And you have to understand that, in all probability, Kavanaugh served as a conduit between Dr. Condoleezza Rice and Stephen Biegun, who is working very closely with
him. And they're going to be, as they reproduce the same cabal now into the Trump administration. And by the way, Trump is gaining power. if he gets past the 2018 and doesn't lose the House and Senate, he will storm right through 2020. And I guarantee you the steps he's going to put in place, he will probably rebuild the Jewish temple in the second term of this thing, and in the Sukkot, which is by rabbinic law, is Zafed, which is a town north of the Sea of Gennesaret. The Jewish 2016, the Jewish Sanhedrin was reconstituted. They're going to do the abomination that desolates, and the president of Silver seeing it, which is President Trump, is no different than King Herod Agrippa. The two are virtually parallel, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
People don't see this. They don't see it. They think, oh, Hillary's bad. It's like if you're a mushroom or a shrimp or whatever, you have a choice of being sautéed or lambéed. You can be sautéed with Hillary or flambéed with Trump. Either way, you're still going to get cooked, aren't you?
Yes.
And I see this happening. And this whole thing about the sexual predator stuff, I guarantee you that with the words of Limbaugh, and Limbaugh, by the way, is telling the truth. If they don't get Kavanaugh approved, they're going to lose the midterms. But I guarantee you, I'll put money on it, and I don't gamble, Kavanaugh is going to get approved. When they have this sexual, female sexual attorney that's going to cross-examine this one for Bill Blasey Ford, she has no idea. And in fact, if she does anything that indicates that she's actually violated court rules, because this is going to be like a court, she can be sued for a lot of money and a lot of reputation. She can be the one destroyed. And this other idiot, Ramirez, is trying to come and accuse him. This is just a distraction. And in fact, I think that Trump even probably welcomes it, because the distraction doesn't mean he has to answer hard questions about 9/11, the Caspian Aral Basin, or even, I think, even during the time when, of course, things happened, Benghazi, which was all laid out, by the way, beforehand by George Bush Jr. and by Bill Clinton. Benghazi was all being laid out beforehand, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. What we need to understand is that, as I pointed out earlier, Kavanaugh served as a conduit between probably the Clintons, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, and Stephen Biegun. And by the way, Stephen Biegun is very well connected. He, some of his closest friends are the presidents of the Bank of China, the Bank of Russia. This guy has
he was a New World Order guy, in other words.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
CFR.
Council on Foreign Relations. I see. You mean you don't know what secret order or what oath he's taken, but you know he's up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
just like, by the way, he says he's a Christian, according to the people in Colorado Springs. He's a baby Christian Trump. I can tell you one thing. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and so is his father. And when you take the 17th Rite, which is the Rite of the York, you have to agree that the name of God is Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator God, Baal, the fertility God, and Osiris, the god of the underworld. Otherwise, the last two names are Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan. Guess what? That may offend you, but you need to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's going to be painful to lance the boil of the lies that are going on here, but there's nothing sexual going on with Kavanaugh. The man is as clean as a driven snow, but the other stuff he's involved with in the past, scary stuff, isn't it?
It's
and he's not
scary.
Talking. He's not talking, just like Bagan's not talking either, as John Lightning Bolt is snickering his head off. Previously, just an expert over on Fox News. Let me tell you, people, we know what's going on, and you, Donald Trump, we got your number, boy. You need to repent and get these people out of your government, because if you continue, especially into your second term, and continue what you're planning, we're going to have the New World Order in stripes here shortly, and not the stripes of the American flag either.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.